Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, good morning. I am back, and I still can't live no other way but to praise and trust the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is sunrise. Sunrise, and our scripture comes from the 30th division of Psalms, verse 5. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that let me first say I thank you to everyone for all of your prayers and well wishes during this time wherein my mom has been hospitalized since March 21st after having to undergo unplanned emergency open heart surgery to save her life since March 21st. I thank you so much for everyone who's been hanging in there with me, and it is very good to be back. Secondly, I remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fieldfire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. But the best way to not ever miss a podcast is just to follow it so that you'll receive the recording link on your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can do that by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM in your message block, and the phone number or the recipient is 33222. Visit me on my website at fieldthefire.com. FieldFire.com. I got a great word for you today. I'm in the 30th division of Psalm chapter 5, reading from the KJV. By now your Bible should be ready. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let me read the last line of that verse again. Don't you feel it already? In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Sunrise. Sunrise comes at many different times across the pendulum and even varies as to when it rises from day to day. But the truth is that sunrise always comes after the darkness, and it always comes. The sun always rises, even on the cloudiest day. Hallelujah. For almost a month now, my mom has been hospitalized, and she is a very independent person. So for someone who's very independent, doing everything on his or her own, to be hospitalized for almost a month, you know, it's like being in prison. You start getting cabin fever. You can't wait to get out. And then for my four siblings and myself, my three sisters and my one brother, you know, this has also been a trying time for us, not because we didn't have faith that God would bring our mother through. We definitely had faith, but because all of us live in different states. I live in Florida. One of my sisters is in Georgia. One of my sisters is in Alabama. Then my other sister and brother are in Texas, and we all work. My youngest sister is in nursing school. So the toll that it takes, because my mom was medevaced to a hospital in Atlanta, and none of us live there. Even my sister, who resides in Georgia, doesn't live in Atlanta. And so you know, we rallied together, praise God, and our goal was to ensure as much as possible that our mother was never left alone. So this meant taking shifts, flying in or driving in. It meant calling her multiple times throughout the day, always trying to encourage her. And of course, all of us have our own families. So it was really a lot. But the one thing that I can say for sure is that I always knew sunrise would come. I never lost my faith. Now, my body grew weary. My mind sometimes grew tired. My spirit sometimes was just exasperated because this was so much. And sometimes I have to encourage so many people to remember that either you believe God or you don't. That's really how I live my life. Many times our mom experienced setbacks. She would be on the floor doing well. Then all of a sudden they would transfer her back down to ICU. Things would be going great. Then she would have other needs. And so it was kind of topsy-turvy. It appeared as if the situation was vacillating. But I just kept saying to my mom, either you believe God or you don't. Because when you believe him, it doesn't mean that you still won't undergo hardships. Believing doesn't mean that you won't still suffer attacks of the enemy. Believing doesn't mean that you won't have hard times. Believing just means that despite the hard times, I still will not relinquish my faith that nothing is impossible for God. In other words, that sunrise will come. A friend of mine called me or texted me yesterday that her mother had passed away. And I've known this person for many, many years. We met professionally, and I helped train her as a nurse. And, you know, she said her mom had suffered. So this was kind of expected because her mom was terminal. But she said to me, at least she's not in pain anymore. In other words, sunrise has come. You see, the thing about sunrise is that it comes for us in many different forms. Sometimes sunrise is a great happy ending for everyone, where everyone celebrates. You know, like when you've gone through a period of unemployment and then you get a job, or you've gone through a time of struggling while you were getting your degree and now you have your degree, or like my mother being discharged on yesterday from the hospital, that's a sunrise. But other times, sunrise comes in a form of a release after pain, such as for my friend. Now, if you ask her, I'm sure she would rather that her mother was here living with her and her siblings. But then she said she doesn't have to suffer pain anymore. You see, that's what the word today was trying to explain to us. Weeping may endure for a night. The night may not always be a calendar night. It may not always be a 24-hour time frame. Sometimes the night may be one night, two nights, three nights, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, a quarter, 6 months, a year, 5 years, or a decade. But the truth is that joy must come in the morning. And because the morning must come after darkness, you are assured that your weeping one day will cease. You are assured that the tribulation will pass away. You are assured that the attacks of the enemy will not ultimately prevail over you, your children, your spouse, your household, your nieces and nephews, your grandchildren, your siblings, your parents. Why? Because the word is true, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Sunrise. Are you still believing for your sunrise this morning? Do you still have faith? Do you believe, God, that maybe you're going through something, but you understand that it's just a process. And when it is over, you will come out like pure gold. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, your sunrise. Sometimes the sunrise is after difficult nights. Maybe you've just gone through a divorce. Maybe your husband or wife walked out on you, left you, and betrayed you. Maybe you are at odds with family members, the process of darkness. Maybe you are going through bankruptcy. Maybe you are dealing with addiction, or someone in your family is dealing with addiction or sickness. Maybe you don't know how you're going to pay your bills. I mean, I'm talking about the darkness of night when you are crying in your pillow because no one understands. What I want to remind you is, no matter how long it stays night, sunrise always comes. The sun will always rise. Even on a cloudy day, the sun is still there. Even on a rainy day, the sun is still there. You see, the sun does not stop existing because night comes. It just waits its turn to rise in the morning. Will you accept your sunrise today? Will you praise the Lord for your sunrise right now? Will you just begin to worship Him that the sun will rise in your life again? Are you able to just believe God? Are you able to have faith? Sunrise, sunrise, sunrise. Your sunrise is here today. The sun must rise. Ah, joy cometh in the morning. Let's go into prayer, brothers and sisters. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the glory because the sun has risen, Father. And just as it has risen naturally in the earth realm, it is rising spiritually in our lives. Even if it appears that it's still dark, even if it's a cloudy day, even if it's raining and thundering right now, Father, even if an eclipse comes in the midst of our sunrise, the truth is that the sun still must always rise again. Morning after morning, it rises again. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the sun rises. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the sun still rises. Sundays, the sun still rises. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, every day the sun rises. Now, Father, help our faith. Strengthen our unbelief that whatever is happening right now, we will still be able to praise you in the midst of darkness, in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of obstacles, in the midst of the attack, because we believe that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come, joy will come, joy will come in the morning, our sunrise. Now, Father, bless everyone listening right now. Just bless them right now. Remind them that their sunrise is on the way. Their sunrise is on the way. Nothing is impossible for you. Their sunrise is on the way. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Their sunrise is on the way. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord cometh in and lifteth up a standard against them. Their sunrise is on the way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord as I give you our task for today. Just say sunrise. Say it again, sunrise. Say, my sunrise is here. Come on and praise the Lord. Now, our topic for today is sunrise. Your task for today is to usher in your sunrise by believing and praising God despite what you see. Don't let go of the truth. The sun must rise every morning. I love you. I'll see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Please share this with at least three people. Just send them to feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com, and follow by texting MM to 33222. Your sunrise is here.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something.